So you probably guessed that I was going to ask this, but Mark, do you believe in magic?
Only if the music is groovy and makes you feel happy like an old-time movie. But I guess that's kind of not relevant at this point, because it doesn't matter if I believe in magic, Lauren. It matters that I believe the magician.
Yes.
Especially if that magician is a North Korean citizen performing for high-profile foreign dignitaries.
You're going to have to explain.
So I shall. Back in April, when the world was watching, North and South Korean leaders met in a much-anticipated historic inter-Korea summit. And during the tense talks, North Korea presented one of its best state magicians to a room full of diplomats. During this performance, Lauren, he turned a 50,000 South Korean won bill into a $100 U.S. bill. The trick apparently was a hit, and beyond the sleight of hand, it symbolized to the room good fortune for the talks.
All right, a North Korean state magician.
This is all very interesting. Yes.
How do you know this?
Well, so the show talked to Tae-jun Kung, who's a columnist for The Diplomat, and he helped explain the magic behind the North Korean state-run magic industry.
The candidates are coming from all parts of the country, and they have to go through a competitive hiring process. They need to be good-looking, physically developed, and bold. Not to mention having good family background and connection. Once they get in, the training institutions provide different types of classes, and one of them is magic tricks. Students who are able to successfully graduate can become an actor and get to perform finally.
So this is harder than, say, becoming a magician's assistant in a Siegfried and Roy act?
It does seem that way, yes. Not Vegas, which is tough enough. It's like if the magic acts in Vegas were all cast with the sons of politicians, diplomats, ambassadors, heads of agencies, that kind of thing.
Some successful magicians receive a title of people's actor from the central government. Receiving titles is very important for North Korean people in terms of their family reputation and climbing up the social ladder. Because North Korea is still driven by someone's background and connections.
Now, before you go thinking this is just a three-card Monty trick on the part of North Korea, that maybe the country says they're the greatest at magic but have nothing to back that up, its National Magicians Association was actually admitted to the highly prestigious International Federation of Magic Societies in 2012. They actually took home several top prizes at the 2018 annual convention, which, Lauren, seems like maybe meddling at the Olympics of Magic or something like that.
I want to do that. Okay, so how do we know this, though? Like, isn't North Korea a famous secretive and closed-off society?
Not when it comes to magic.
North Korea is quite open about its magic industry and has been actively promoting it by using the propaganda websites. And I think this is because the magic show, along with other performances at the circus, is basically a type of art in North Korea. And the government seems to be very proud of them.
Kung says it's actually quite fitting that the North Korean government, known the world over for dealing with both allies and enemies, not to mention its own citizens, with smoke and mirrors and doublespeak, has an interest in magic. The very idea, though, of state-sponsored school for deception does have a darker twist.
There is no doubt that this is aimed at controlling domestic citizens, but we have to remember there are the external propaganda purposes behind it as well. It's a way of showing off by presenting perfect performances to the international audience.
That was Tae-jun Kung, writer for the publication The Diplomat, reporting to the show from his home in Laos.
Ah, the lengths we go to bring you the story of North Korean magic.
Yes, but we, of course, can never actually reveal how we did it.